there are no other life on the moon except for one of youngsters. We join the group of youngsters as they are about to cross a vacant lot.
Do things jump out at you on this ride?
Yeah, babe, it's the scariest ride of Fright Nights.
Good evening. I'm your elevator operator, Mark. Now, please hold on as this ride goes bump in the night.
Ooh, don't make fun of me if I scream, okay?
It's 100 floors of fright, babe. I'll probably be screaming too.
I
Nobody thinks Donald J. Trump is going to win this election. Wrong. I am going to win this thing so much it'll make your head spin. You know how? I'm going to sue. That's right. Whatever it takes, trust me, I'm going to sue. I've sued journalists, book writers, students, bartenders, cable networks, comedians, even Miss Pennsylvania, for Christ's sakes. Don't think I won't sue you, too. Donald J. Trump and my incredibly successful businesses have been involved in over 4,000 lawsuits. Does Crooked Hillary have this kind of experience? I don't think so. What a sad, sad, disgusting, nasty, and pathetic woman, by the way. Sure, all but one of my libel suits have been thrown up. Who cares? That won't stop me from suing the filthy, filthy New York Times and those horribly ugly, promiscuous women who are not hot enough for me to grab anyway. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sue each and every one of you who has the disgusting nerve to defame me by voting for Hillary Clinton. I don't care how many of you the polls say there are. I am a winner. Remember, this won't be the first time lawsuits led to the White House, am I right? See you in court, losers. So it may not be politically correct to assault women. Get over it, losers. Grabbing pussy is a lot more than Crooked Hillary has ever done to defeat ISIS.
Very carefully.
Let's sleep right now.
All talk. Radical Islamic terrorism. Say it. Just a disaster. Huge disaster. Trump is a man of action, which is why I will punch Hillary right in her Benghazi and lock her up. So I grabbed some. At least they didn't found ISIS and start the whole Bertha thing. I tell it like it is. We're gonna knock the hell out of ISIS, trust me. And I don't care if weak Paul Ryan and his disloyal Republicans leave. Good riddance. Unlike those losers, I keep my promises, which is why this evening I will shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue, just like I said I would. Streaming it live on Facebook, so tune in and watch me make America great.
We're here. We might just as well get the listening out. Come on.
Hey, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
What, kitty? I don't see a cat.
Is it that you're thinking?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. Look, I get that you guys have like a huge boner for Hillary and all that jazz. That's fine. I respect that. But like this whole two-party system, I just don't. I think it's kind of bullshit.
Stop. Stop talking. Look at me. Donald Trump could become president. Is that what you want?
It's called a protest vote, Dad. It's my right as an American citizen.
I'm not a killer. I'm worried that I'm going to kill her.
Sweetheart, you're too young to remember this.
Nader, I know.
We worked our asses off for Nader.
We did the whole thing. We called people. We knocked on their front doors.
I got a tattoo.
You did? Look, the thing is, at the time, we didn't think there was any difference between the two parties.
And you know what happened?
George W. fucking Bush happened! And that's on us. Your mom and me.
Iraq, Katrina.
And then, oh, a little thing called the collapse of the world economy. And we almost lost this house that we live in.
We almost lost our house?
Yeah, I never told you.
The campaign universe, a vast expanse of diatribe and promise with a news mass unequaled any time in history. Planet Hillary has experienced disasters, tides, email leaks, hot mail poll far too great to resist. Additional controversy and hypocrisy are no match for the black hole created by the orange giant. It continues to destruct and pull all news into the void.
Now, let's welcome the candidates, Donald J. Trump and Secretary Hillary Clinton.
Chris, thank you for having me. In the first debate, I set the table. In the second debate, I fired up the grill. And tonight, I feast.
Chris, I'm going to start this debate in the quietest voice possible. In the past, I have been big and loud, but tonight, I am a sweet little baby Trump.
That is good to hear. Our first question is for you, and it is about reproductive rights.
They're ripping babies out of vaginas.
Listen, Chris, I'm glad you raised this topic, because what two better people are there to talk about women's issues? Me, a woman who has had a child and has taken birth control, and him, a man who is a child and whose face is birth control.
Open borders, and that is crazy. I mean, people are just pouring into this country from Mexico, and a lot of them are very bad hombres.
Oh, bingo, bingo, I got bingo.
It came from upstairs.
I thought so too.
Let's not find out. Let's go home.
What's the matter, Barbara?
Look there!
Okay. I have personally met with the Mexican president. I forget his name. I think it was something like Mr. Guacamole. I'm sorry, excuse me, Senor Guacamole. I also met his beautiful wife, Tic-Tic-Do. And their twin children, Chips and Salsa.
Chris, here is the truth. Donald said he was going to be tough on Mexico, but when he met with the president, he choked. He's also said he's going to be tough on Russia, but he's basically Putin's puppet.
Liar, trademark.
And he's promised to be tough on ISIS, but he's never explained how.
That's not exactly true. Here's exactly what I'll do. First off, Mosul is sad, and we're going after Mosul because ISIS is in Mosul, but she created ISIS. And Iran should write us a letter of thank you, because Iran is taking Iraq, and so we're going to Mosul, and Iran's going to write us a letter of, listen, where Aleppo isn't a disaster, and Iran is Iraq, and with Mosul is ISIS.
Mr. Trump, we have to move on.
Oh, thank God. I don't know if you could tell, but I was really spinning out of control.
You don't think there's a difference between the two parties anymore? You're fucking high.
Well, I am definitely not high.
Listen, you love Bernie.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Gary Johnson is the opposite of Bernie.
It's like being upset there's no vegan option, so you order a side of beef.
If you care about choice, if you care about global warming, Trump does not even believe in global warming.
This matters.
It matters.
It fucking matters!
What are you saying?
I deeply apologize.
The specific mass of a hidden email or redacted report is minuscule compared to that of naked beauty contestants. The density of even a simple outlandish tweet causes the giant's gravitational pull to increase.
Secretary Clinton, now I'd like to ask you about an ongoing issue for your campaign.
So, the universe remains, with the orange giant moving toward complete self-destruction as Planet Hillary continues safely in orbit.
Think.
Pumpkins. I'm David Pumpkins. And I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
You guys really think I'm going to vote for somebody because my parents told me?
Fine. You don't want to listen to us? That is fine. But you know what? At least listen to Bernie.
This moment in history for a presidential election is not the time for a protest vote.
You guys brought a clip?
Yeah, we brought a fucking clip.
Because that's how important this is.
Are we done?
Yeah. Yeah, we're done. Oh. One more thing. We have it on good authority that if Hillary becomes president, weed's gonna be legal.
You should meet this strange family. Just forget what some people have said.
Dr. Furious here. Hey, listen, this is 103.5 WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Dr. Furioso, we're counting down the Trumpocalypse to, we're at day 11 right now, so things are crazy, crazy town. We're going to just make the most of it here. If you'll learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or check out, you know, old school studio webpage we've had for a while, WCOMFM.org. You can also listen online there. If you happen to be driving around and hearing it and thinking, dang, I wish I could listen to this on my computer. You can also call in the studio at any time, 919-246-6939, or email furious at furiousgeorgeshow@gmail. We're going to keep going into it with some crazy fun stuff. Of course, if you haven't voted, please. Please. And for everyone who has and is looking for something to do, there's plenty to do, so get out there. Don't sit around and wait for something to happen. For everyone else who is happy to be doing it right now, I don't know. I think we're doing it. Just hold on. 11 more days. Thanks to also the folks who made this station happen with like this annual meeting that happened this last weekend. Furious truly wasn't able to make it to, unfortunately. But I really appreciate what you guys do. We're going to get back into the craziness. Too much Saturday Night Live, so we're going to try and play a little bit more of that. There's just been so much fun of that. But if you want to keep listening, we appreciate it. I'm furious!
So you're just never going to answer a question.
question about your email. In the last week, 11 women accused you of sexually assaulting them. Do you still deny each of those claims?
Chris, of course I do. I'm completely innocent. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Nobody has more respect for women than I do.
I'm a star, cause I made it. I'm rich, and I'm famous. Woo! Donald Trump said it, girl, everybody boo. Donald Trump said it, girl, everybody boo.
Settle down.
Yeah, baby, I'm a star, and I'm famous. Woo! Donald Trump said it, girl, everybody boo. Donald Trump said it.
No, you got it all wrong.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Nobody has
and don't you forget it.
What you gonna do when they kill another black man? Tell me how you gonna make America great again. What you gonna do when they only wanna hate again?
When I'm president, I won't be like Obama. If anyone talks about me, I'll bomb him. I'm grabbing that like there's no tomorrow. And if we have problems with Russia, I'm home.
What you gonna do about Al-Qaeda and ISIS? What you gonna do about Syria and crisis? What you gonna do when you step in the door? Will the rich stay richer and the poor stay poor?
Shut up, girl. It ain't about you, girl. It's all about me, girl. Don't you see my name on a building, girl? And when I'm president, I'm a phone the world. I'm a star.
When you're a star, they let you do it. Grab him by the pussy.
I'm a star, cause I made it. I'm rich, and I'm famous. Woo! Donald Trump said to grab you by the pussy. Donald Trump said to grab you by the pussy. Yeah, baby, I'm a star, and I'm famous. Woo! Donald Trump said to grab you by the pussy. Donald Trump said to
grab him by the pussy.
No, you got it all wrong. I'm a woman, and I'm strong. And don't you forget it, cause I am intelligent. I'm somebody's daughter, I'm somebody's boss. I could be the next president, so give it a respect now. Give me
Jay Trump is gonna win this election. All right, so nobody thinks Donald J. Trump is going to win this election. Wrong. I am going to win this thing so much it'll make your head spin. You know how? I'm going to sue. That's right, whatever it takes, trust me, I'm going to sue.
So you can give me respect. Give me respect now, give me the respect now. Trump that pussy cat. So you can give me respect. Trump that, bitch.
Okay, but Mr. Trump, why would you say these horrible things in the first place?
Come on, Brooke. I was trying to look cool. I mean, what normal red-blooded American doesn't want to impress the Billy Bush? Also, P.S., you have to admit, it's kind of funny that the only Bush who matters in this general election is Billy.
That doesn't really excuse what you said.
Listen, okay, this was way back in 2005. It was 11 years ago, back when I was just a young, childish 59-year-old man.
Okay, now, Mr. Trump, many Republicans have stood by you through a lot of other scandals, but are now pulling their support. People like Senator John McCain.
Coward.
Harley Fiorina.
She's a four.
And Idaho. Senator Mike Crapo.
More like Crapo.
But you must admit, this is bad for you.
The only person I need is my running mate, Mike Pence. I love Mike Pence. I respect Pence. I'll always have Pence.
Well, actually, today he said he can't condone your remarks, and then he canceled his campaign events.
Mike Pence is a loser. I hate his guts. I call him Puny Pence.
All right.
say this, listen, women, if you give me a chance, I promise I can pull out more than just grab it. I can also bump it, twist it, and hold it. Tired of talking about me. Okay, we need to move forward and focus on the serious issues. I'd like to send my condolences and prayers to everyone affected by Hurricane Matthew. I love the people of Florida, and I hope that they stay safe.
I hear it too.
I love the people of Florida. I hope they stay safe.
Wow, that was actually a very nice thing to say, Mr. Trump. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that was Republican nominee Donald Trump joining us now to discuss more on this.
Now, let me tell you something, okay?
What is that?
I wish that I was that hurricane tearing through all of that hot Miami culture. I mean, just... Really?
Okay, it's obvious. I don't look like Donald Trump. But what's more obvious is Donald Trump does not look like the president of the United States of America, nor should he be. If this was a TV show, maybe I would watch it. It would be pretty funny. If it was a movie, I would probably spend my money to go and see this circus of a show. But this is not a circus, a TV show, or a movie. This is real life with real life problems. We need a leader that not only will lead America, but would help heal the world, given its complexity and problems. We need a leader that could take America in a thriving state where our economy is booming. We need a leader that could fix our education problem and our incarceration problem. We need you to do your job, if you're not registered to vote, to go out there and vote. And when you vote, please vote for the candidate that can do that. And it's obvious, it's Hillary.
We got the shock of our life on the day he was born.
Chaos.
your no name.
Welcome with the fame. Underground like this.
I'm getting elected on Friday. Assassinated on Saturday. Buried on Sunday. And on Monday, everybody goes back to work. It's just an ordinary day. But I could be the president, and you could be the president, and she could be the president, and we could be the president.
What is Monster Zero?
President Trump, you're getting a little bit too excited, all right? We have to sing your calm down song.
Okay, here it goes.
Calm down, Trump, calm down.
No!
Calm down, Trump, calm down.
No!
Calm down, Trump,
Mr.
calm
Zero.
Down.
No!
Calm down, Trump, calm down.
What must forever live underground like this?
It was a toupee. Oh, my God, it's a toupee. We bet.
Her t-shirt says Black Lives Matter. The media is screaming All Life Matters. Johnny got a gun up in his hand. Walk into the school and then he hit a bang bang. And Susanna from Alabama can't walk no more, cause she lost two legs in the war. And the UN said they're looking for the peace. All y'all gotta do is smoke a little bit of weed. They don't want me to tell you about this secrecy. They don't want me to tell you about the conspiracy. They wanna put a hole in my head like Kennedy.
Madam President? Madam President? Here's your coffee, and here's your weed.
I just had the strangest dream.
Where's my vice president?
If I was president, I'd elect you on Friday. Assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. And on Monday, everybody goes back to work.
The monster is zero.
Successful businesses have been involved in over 4,000 lawsuits. Does Crooked Hillary have this kind of experience? I don't think so. What a sad, sad, disgusting, nasty, and pathetic woman, by the way.
Sure, all but one of my libels has been thrown out.
Who cares? That won't stop me from suing the filthy New York Times and those horribly ugly, promiscuous women who are not hot enough for me to grab anyway. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sue each and every one of you who has the disgusting nerve to defame me by voting for Hillary Clinton.
Experienced working access to select biological agents.
Who are you?
I'm David Pumpkins, man!
Someone who's a standoffish and works in isolation.
Okay, yeah, and David Pumpkins is...
Worked in a laboratory to produce...
Music, brother!
You call that music?
Yeah.
You stand out here selling
trees. Yes, that's what they are. Trees. Where'd you find this?
I told you. I've been looking around.
Where?
Well, I was going to show it to you. As a matter of fact, I've been testing it. I just found out it was pure a little bit ago.
There's a whole thing!
I underrated
the skeletons are...
I do call myself an expert, but I'm sorry to tell you,
a
keen eater. Not even on live side.
I know, but like, who are you?
I'm the Republicans, man!
I'm very sorry, young man, but I can't waste time talking to you anymore.
The people be want sure. to know, and they want to know now.
There are no other life on the moon except
Oh!
was gonna let this fucking happen?
They will listen along with us.
Fuck! Ah! We needed this! Fuck! I mean, what the fuck are we doing? I'm fucking panicking up here, guys. You know I'm fucking panicking, okay? I'm gonna lose my fucking district, and none of you fucks are fucking helping. I didn't have fucking thing right! For what? Fuck! Fucking fuck! We are standing in a fucking stadium getting our asses laughed at. Fucking Obama! Fucking Obama is laughing at us! The fucking president! Fuck! My fucking family's watching this. My fucking kids are watching me fucking fry up here, and I'm like, we're in it. We are at it.
I don't care how many of you the polls say there are, I am a winner. Remember? This won't be the first time lawsuits led to the White House, am I right? See you in court, losers.
Yeah, yeah, David Pumpkins is
the worm. And the skeletons are
part of it.
It's King Ghidra, combined with the forces of Nahitha.
So it may not be politically correct to assault women. Get over it, losers! Grabbing pussy is a lot more than Crooked Hillary has ever done to defeat ISIS. All talk. Radical Islamic terrorism. Say it! Just a disaster, huge disaster. Trump is a man of action, which is why I will punch Hillary right in her Benghazi and lock her up.
Ten to one, he sees you through a beaker and a tweezers. Read the fine print and be like, what's your name? My nails are still since broke real different. Back when it was greasy ass curl, now it's hizzy dread.
Had a rhyme on how they used to tease him about his peasy head. Yes, yes, y'all, to the beat. Have a ball, have a call, have a doorway, grab a straw, jab a jaw. Since two-tone easy's new phonies is bony holes, lonely like cheese and bologna only. I could've broke my sacrophiliac, silly grind, Billy Jack, Illy Nine, Lily Black, listen to it go bang, through and through a Kango, a strange combination of a Kango cheap slang flow, two-thirds slow, one-third amazing, wonder words, fine sponsor of this Thunderbird occasion, and have an iller rhyme, at least by Miller time, collect a Skrilla and geese with a killer dime. Let her out
so I grabbed some at least they didn't found ISIS and start the whole Bertha thing. I tell it like it is. We're gonna knock the hell out of ISIS, trust me. And I don't care if weak Paul Ryan and his disloyal Republicans leave. Good riddance. Unlike those losers, I keep my promises, which is why this evening I will shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue, just like I said I would. We'll be streaming it live on Facebook, so tune in and watch me make America great.
Look how high.
pot is stealing it.
I've
never seen such people in the world. How strange. Look at this. They look as if they're about to come for the day.
Walk very carefully now.
Let's sleep right now.
We're here. We might just as well get to this thing out. Come on.
Hey, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. What kitty? I don't see a cat. You all here. Cat?
Okay, absolutely. Melania said this was okay. So it's fair.
How about a little hug set
number 3 and number 100 floor?
Why did you go all in on David Pumpkin?
Man, look! It's 100 floor of the front. They're not all gonna be winners.
Crazy childlike
bully outrage overnight during Donald Trump's rally in Las Vegas.
Trump now leads a Republican PAC.
You have leaders from your own party all saying this is un-American, extreme, fascist.
Chris,
the reason he says it.
You are all my children. And you're lost. Because you follow blind leaders. But I am here now.
Oh God, you can control all of us. The world needs the X-Men.
That's why I'm here, to fight. This is war.
Everything they built will fall and from the ashes of their world. We'll build a better one.
Running for president of the United States.
sure that there are no other lives on the moon except for the one very champion.
Supporting me. I mean, I have got the cream of the crop. I've got Sarah Palin. I've got Chachi. And get this, I've even got the best Baldwin brother, Stephen Baldwin.
Taxes to save programs like Social Security and Medicare?
Yes, but only on the very wealthy. For example, my contributions will go up, as will Donald's, assuming he doesn't figure out a way to get out of that.
Such a nasty woman.
Well, Mr. Trump. Now, Mr. Trump, that was incredibly rude to Secretary Clinton.
Thank you, Chris.
Single online poll. He certainly didn't win this actual BuzzFeed poll about whether candy corn is good. And if you're wondering who did win that, it was BuzzFeed, you idiots. BuzzFeed wins every BuzzFeed poll. Now, the core problem with online polls is that you can vote anonymously as many times as you want. That is how, when a British government agency held a Name Our Ship poll, the people's overwhelming choice was Boaty McBoatface. It's also how, when there was an internet vote on where Pitbull should perform, it ended up, and this is true, in an Alaska Walmart. And yet, Trump kept citing these nonsense polls, as did his media boosters like Sean Hannity.
If you look at all the online polls, The Hill, Time.com, Slate, I mean, the list was really long. Trump won the debate in these online polls. Everyone's going to say, Hannity, they're not scientific. I hear what you're saying.
Do you, though? I'm not sure you do. I'm not even sure you hear what your own company is saying. Because Fox News sent out an internal memo this week saying that such polls, quote, do not meet our editorial standards. Which is shocking, since I was pretty sure Fox News' only editorial standards were all ladies must be eights or above and try not to say the N-word.
The results of the election.
I will look at it at the time because, frankly, this whole thing is rigged. Even the media, every day I turn on the news and all of the newscasters are making me look so bad.
And how are we doing that?
By taking all of the things I say and all of the things I do and putting them on TV.
Promise to accept. The results of this election.
The results of this election, if I win. Got you, loser, trademark.
You haven't done a pussy.
I can do anything.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Trump, how
nice
are you?
Seeing you. Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello,
how are
nice
you?
To see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
Doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready. Let's go. Make me a soap star.
How about a little hug for the Donnelly? Just get off the bus.
Like a little
okay,
hug, darling.
Absolutely.
And we fucking watched. He conquered us, and we fucking sat there with our number two pencils and our dicks and took fucking notes. Fuck.
apologize.
103.5 WCOM FM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. This is Dr. Furious, Thursday night. Do it every Thursday as part of the micro-powered, community-based, revolutionary spirit against the crypto-fascist billionaires trying to take over the government. Again. Okay. Stick around. We got more. To learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can always keep calling 919-264-9639. For everyone else who's just chilling or driving around downtown Carrboro or maybe downloading the show way across the world, thanks. This is my little cathartic way of dealing with the Trumpocalypse. Hopefully we won't see the four horsemen rolling up here anytime soon. If we do, we will need micropower revolutionary guerrilla radio. I'm Furious George. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Furious!